Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Drive is live, and we are live on the road, and it brings us here on a football Friday to Sugar Land. And we are at Talyard's Brewing Company. Come on out. This is our fourth time being here, Clint, and so this is almost like a second home. As soon as you walk through, you can't miss us. We're on the stage. Bring the kids, as they are, they've got plenty of stuff to do out here. Bring yourself. I see my man got a nice big beer ready to go right there. I see some of the traveling Texans in the building doing their thing. It is always a great time out here at Talyard's on a Football Friday. Again, like we said before, who is that autographed football by? I didn't catch who that. The Duke. Who is it? Is it? No, the Duke is the name. I hope we ain't just Seth Payne. Oh, Sports Radio 610. Seth Payne has signed the Duke. There we go. There we go. There you go.
My, man said the Duke.
The Duke, baby.
I like that right there, Shane.
There it is, baby.
Hey, the Duke signed that joint.
Baby,
hey.
Yeah, Seth Payne, the Cornell Bear signed that thing.
Wasn't that John Wayne's nickname?
Yeah, the Duke. Yeah, yeah. But no, you can get a Seth Payne autographed football. You can get one of four different gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can get you a free oil change, Tom Ball Ford, and also the big one in the 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a pair of tickets in the suite for that Colts game, that Texans-Colts game in the suite. All you got to do, Shea right there, he has got tickets. He's holding them up. All you got to do is get a ticket from Shea, put it in our raffle box, and you have a chance to be a winner. We'll start hooking folks up here in a bit. Also, our commemorative glasses are still there in the loop. If you've not gotten that one, all you got to do is walk
up.
I know it. You ain't got to put a ticket in for that one. You just get to get the glass for that one. We make sure we'll get one for Tyler up in here. Tyler, I was listening to you. I feel like you may have cut what Clint said about come harder. Is that what the Mississippi State fans did to Clint?
They
came harder at him. But no, make your way on down here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. A great spot. Bring the whole family. All the craft beers you could want, great food, great drinks all over the place, from beers to cocktails. They've got it all here.
I was trying to remember what that
was. Like a grapefruit wasn't it?
Yeah, a little tart one we had last time. I think I'm jonesing for one of them. I need a little tart, a little something like that. A little wheat tartiness in my life.
Why not do that thing, man? It's a football Friday, and the most important game of the season for the second straight week, but the most important game of the season, as we'll get you ready for that. Let's start here, Clint, and it's the injury report, and it is not good news, but I think not unexpected news. According to Aaron Wilson, Friday practice today, there was no Ed Ingram with that knee. That's the full week he has in practice. There was no Titus Howard with that concussion. There's no Jalen Petrie and C.J. Stroud with those concussions. And I think we know C.J. has been declared out by D'Amico Ryans. We know that Fairbairn, the kicker with that quad issue, of course, he didn't practice today. He was declared out by D'Amico as well. And Jalen Petrie, Matt Burke, the DC, alluded to the fact that they probably will be without Jalen Petrie in this game. And then later on, from also reports, banged up Texans are going to be down five starters against the Jags. C.J. Stroud, Titus Howard, Jalen Petrie, Ed Ingram, and Kyahmi Fairbairn. They will all be down as it looks. We'll let you know the official injury report from that spot, but you know, there's a lot of important pieces, and including those offensive linemen. You're going to have two new offensive linemen in for the guys that have been your two best performing offensive linemen. That is where my eyes directly go. I was hoping maybe Ed could get back. I didn't have great thoughts about Titus Howard with the concussion. We've seen how that's going. I was hoping Ed Ingram could get back. But that's a big loss having those two guys out. And I guess right, it looks like Blake Fisher and I guess Juice Scruggs are going to be the replacements for those two.
Well, look, this is one of those where it's going to pay off for they hope it pays off that you've been playing a rotation at left guard, because now one of those guys is going to swing over to right guard. And he's not coming out, you know, just cold turkey. He's been playing all year long. Whoever that is, I'm going to assume Juice. Yep. But that guy's been playing in NFL games all year long, so that shouldn't be a major transition from a standpoint of going from no action since training camp to on the field. He's been exposed. He's been out there playing. He should be in game shape. Now, what you do at that right tackle position, again, I still think it's a toss-up. Unless somebody knows something that I don't know about Trent Brown, I still think that's got to factor in to some degree here. We know it's got to factor into him being active and being a depth tackle at the very least. But, you know, there is something about going into a game where you got your backup quarterback. You damn sure would like to have all the different packages that you've built that you've at least feel like you've had success in. You'd like to have them available. And so I think that Blake Fisher as a tight end, as your sixth offensive lineman, that is a real package that I think that they really like to have in this offense. So we'll see how they handle that right tackle position. I think the biggest thing is they got several answers and several routes to take there.
All right. To you, the people, Tyler, everybody, I know our predictions will come in the final segment of the show. But now that we're seeing this news, the Texans being down five starters, obviously as damn near as key as you can get from your quarterback to your best, to your two best offensive linemen, one of your tackles, to one of your leaders on defense, your kicker. Does this at all, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, does this at all change your feeling, your thought process of how you view this game going? Does this change your prediction at all? Does this change how you feel about this game now that you're seeing these five important starters are out of this game?
You know, oddly, it doesn't. I mean, this typically would.
Yeah, your starting quarterback, your two best offensive linemen.
Which, look, I mean, I would feel significantly better, obviously, if C.J. Stroud and Titus Howard were out there. But I just, you know, I feel like this is a group that, you know, is not leading the league in sacks. You know, they got 10 sacks all year long. I think it's 32nd in the NFL, if I remember correctly. So I just feel like it's, you know, they may get theirs, but I don't feel like it's going to be overwhelming. And that has been the case with the Texans. When they just, you know, seem to get bogged down offensively, it just seems like it's when a defense has the ability to overwhelm you up front. And I just don't, for whatever reason, I just don't believe that this team's going to be able to do it. I think it's going to be a good week for the Texans. So yeah, it doesn't change much for me, to be honest with you. When you say five starters are out, that seems like a lot, and it should.
And one of them's your quarterback.
One of them's your quarterback. One of them's your best offensive lineman. One of them's your, you know, one of your better run stopping defensive players. So
well, I'm the guy that scores all your points in Kyahmi.
Yeah, that one too. There you go. He scored, I mean, what was he, 5 for 6 last week? Yeah, I've got a solid, just nice, comfortable, vibe this week feeling, man?
Yeah, like I said, does the seeing these starters out, now I know they're officially out, does this at all shift your thinking in this game? Ed Ingram and Titus Howard are making me pause for my original feeling. I knew CJ wasn't going to be out. Hell, I knew CJ wasn't going to play this week when he laid on the turf. Yep. And 49 was waving in the medical staff coming up. I knew he wasn't going to play this week. I'm just thinking, is it week or weeks? Prepare for that. But you look at this Jacksonville team, I felt like Davis Mills can do it. Blake Fisher and Drew Scruggs going in there and that being your offensive line with Blake and Ursary as your tackles in this game, and understanding, yes, Jacksonville doesn't they're not anywhere near the Denver Broncos in rushing the quarterback, but they caused problems the first game that you played them with your starters. That part does concern me a bit. Right, I think that was the first game we started to see the rotation at left guard. Honestly, I think that's when Juice Scruggs started to roll into the game. That O-line part is the thing that causes me to shift. I don't know if it has caused me to completely shift and change what my pick is, but it definitely has that part more than anything. I talked about, like you said, Petrie, you know, that's a tough loss, but I feel like they could manage that. Even CJ for the whole week against this opponent, you know, I feel like they can manage that. The offensive line's a tough one. It's hard for them to afford to lose any damn near any of those guys. So those two are the ones that kind of gets me. From the text line, it changes my feeling on how much they will lose by now. Before these injuries, I thought they would lose by a field goal. Now I feel like they will lose by two touchdowns. All right, that's aggressive.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think the Texans are gonna get to 20, and if they lose, that means they're gonna give up 35.
They may lose 14 to nothing. If they lose two touchdowns,
I don't think so. I think I'm telling you, man, the offense overall made some decent strides last week, at least in between the 2 yard lines. I expect better this week, boys.
Yep. All right, let's remember a football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, I want to throw this out to you and the Drive family. We talked about this a bit with B. Scott when we had him on Wednesday on his Texans report. I'll throw this out. If the Texans win this game and get themselves to 4-5 with the Titans coming up, and then obviously we know they've got, you know, some tough games coming up after that. But if they get to 4-5 with a great chance to get to 5-5, now the only problem is Tyler will be going to that game in Nashville, and we understand history.
I'm getting nervous, dude.
But if they win this game and get to 4-5 and get themselves right there and split with Jacksonville, it would mean what to you?
Well, I mean, keep my hope alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, you win this game, you not only win a division game, but you win a division game against an opponent that's already beat you. So that's big, right? And then you give yourself a chance to get back to 5-5 with a team that you have zero, you'll be a touchdown favorite over those guys, over the Titans. Yeah. So, I mean, you give yourself a chance to get back to 500 at the 10-game point with seven weeks left, hopefully getting guys healthy at that point in time. Yeah, man, I mean, if you're going to have a chance to make a run, you got to have this game right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a hope game for me, man.
You
lose this game and it's over. I'm moving on to – you know, how early of a draft pick can we get?
Yeah, someone just texted in and said if they win this game, it just means our draft pick is going to be worse.
Get out!
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be a long 10 weeks for your ass, that's for sure.
I just, if they win this game, then you just got to feel, all right, they're going to get to 5-5, right? And then you're at 5-5 and you're like, all right, you put yourself in a position. Now, you got a tough road because you got Buffalo, Indy twice, and at Kansas City. But you put yourself in a position at 5-5 to give yourself a chance. Right. Someone said, text in, if they win, they still have me in. Someone just text in, come on, Rockets. All right.
That's a good point. You got the Rockets to look to. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. If they win this, you just feel they get to 5-5, and you're like, all right, now it's on. Now it's on 5-5. You know, can they win enough of those games late? There are going to be some tough ones, but can they win enough of those games late to get there? But this one, they got to win these next two, right? The path to me shuts if they don't win
both of
Jacksonville
them.
And Tennessee.
Absolutely,
the path closes if they aren't able to pull that out. All right, coming up as we continue, let's look at, as we do each and every Friday, the major matchups. When Jacksonville has the ball, when the Texans have the ball, the major matchups that you need to be watching. We'll do that coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's right here live on a drive.
Tight, tight, tight.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It is a beautiful, beautiful day out here in Sugarland at Talyard. Make your way on out here. I see, ooh, that pizza looks good. I don't know if I can get to it. Is it? She gets the thumbs up. There it is. It looks good. The pizza, the food is great. I'm telling you, if you're looking for them, Brussels sprouts are special. I'm telling you, they are delicious. One of my favorite things to get here at Talyard's. And craft beers all over the place. Anything that you're looking for, they've got for you. Cocktails as well. A great time to be out here. And I see many people brought their kids. I see Captain America over there on the hill. And he's in costume still.
Yep.
Why not? And
he had a good Halloween, man. Yeah. Still rolling with it.
I'm with his parents, man. They gotta love it, man. You get the most out of that that costume. Ain't just wearing that one once. Getting the most out of that sucker. No, it's a good time out here. Bring out the kids. Bring the dogs. This dog right here is resting. I mean, he's got
had him a day now.
I'm telling you, lay down.
He's a good pupper.
Yeah, he is. He is, Tyler. He'd be like, leave me alone. Don't wake me up. I'm chilling right now, baby. It's a good time to be had out here. All right, as we get you ready for this big game on Sunday, look at some of the key matchups, some of the real important matchups that you need to be watching and matchups that our guy Clint Sterner thinks can really determine what's going to happen in this game. Let's start with Jacksonville. When the Jaguars have the ball, Clint, for you, what is the key matchup that you're watching and that Texans fans need to be watching to help them win this game?
Well, I think Jacksonville, they've got to come into this game and lean on their run game. We saw them do it late against Oakland. I think they run the ball seven straight times or something like that.
Yeah, the Raiders.
The Raiders, yeah. Not Oakland, I'm sorry. The Las Vegas Raiders. And I got to think with our pass rushers and you know what we're able to do up front, even with our interior guys rushing the passer, I got to believe that they're going to try to run the football. And that's something that we just got to take completely out off the board. They're not that good of a run team. They commit to the run, you know, sparingly, kind of sporadically. I mean,
it was big for them to start and coming into the first game of the year. They were coming to the first time they played. They were the number one rushing team. Football that has also dipped.
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, ETN is special. I mean, he's a unique player. They can use him in a lot of different ways. And you know, I think he's a guy that we've got to make sure that we don't let get rolling. And so when Jacksonville has the ball, you know, I think most of our defense is going to take care of itself. But as we've seen before, I think it's Houston's interior defensive line versus Jacksonville's interior offensive line. Like that hurt us before. Whether it's schematically with how we get upfield so much, a team, you know, different schemes will take advantage of that, or it's just that is. I don't want to use the weak spot because those guys have been tremendous. But if you look at our defense, that is the vulnerable spot that you would want to attack. So I think this is one of those games, Ron, where if they don't get the run, if they don't get ETN going, I mean, this might be another shutout.
Yeah. Yeah, it could. Yeah, because when you put the ball in Trevor's hands, I think the Texans are comfortable with that, with their pass rush. And even with Petrie out, the guys in the back end, just for a point of reference, as I said, week three coming into the game, they were the number one rushing team in football. And in that game, they held Travis Etienne to 16 carries for 56 yards, 3.5 per carry, and they had 86 rushing yards overall, right? And they shut them down. And remember, that's coming off the Texans getting just roasted by the Bucks the previous week, where it looked like, oh, is this going to be a problem?
Yep.
And they were able to fix that quickly. And really, they've been pretty good against the run for the most part. Seattle got them to open up the game a little bit. The Broncos got them a little bit. But I'm with you on that. Like, you got to feel really good about your back end, and you got to just say, "Hey, man, we're hunting third and seven or worse. That is what we're hunting. We're going to throw everything we can to getting them off the field and slowing down their run game early and down." All right, what about the other side? When the Texans have the ball, when Houston has the ball and they're on offense, Davis Mills coming in with the injuries they have, what for you is the matchup you're watching?
Well, I think Nico versus whoever he catches. I'm going to assume it's going to be Greg Newsome a lot, I would imagine, but we'll see what they do with their defense. You know, they've got obviously Travis Hunter out.
Yeah.
They're back to their original group of corners, and so
go ball out, Nico.
Nico's got to have a big game. Nico's got to step up. I know D'Amico Ryans told us, "Hey, look, everybody's got to do what they've been doing." No, I disagree. With your backup quarterback in there, with the backup right tackle in there, with Christian Kirk seeming to not be back to what you thought he was going to be yet, I think this is a game where Nico's got to have a big game. He was a leading receiver last time. You remember the double move for the long touchdown, throwing the ocean long touchdown.
He had over 100 yards. That was, I think, maybe his best statistical game of the season.
Well, he's got to be big this week, and so I'm going to go Nico Collins versus whichever corner they catch. I don't know if they'll flip corners or not. But whichever corner he catches, he's got to have a big game.
Yeah, they're going to, and I hope that is who, and I know it can frustrate people, especially you said this yesterday. The hope is, like, that's where Davis goes, and that's where Nick is like, all right, man, we're gonna go over there. Like, let's try to go that way. They had success the first game, and that is their number one target. And when you are down players, and your backup is in, he's had a rapport with him. It seemed like his most successful throws against the Broncos early were to Nico Collins. The hope is that they go there. For me, when the Texans have the ball, it's that Hines Allen versus Ursary part two. And I also throw Nick Kaley in there too. There has got to be an adjustment to what you saw in the first game. Now, maybe you do start because Ursary has grown from week three, and we've seen him improve. Last week, there were a couple of times the Broncos got him, and if you watched the Raiders' offensive line last night, you really can appreciate how much better you feel like Ursary did last week. So he should be in a better place, but still, Ursary, with the help of Nick Kaley, should have major adjustments that matchup doesn't take over the game like it did at times in the first game of the match.
There's no doubt about it. That's the matchup of the entire game right there. I mean, the only guy that they have on that defense that I believe has, like, game-wrecking ability, and we've seen it here. I think, earned an AFC Player of the Week or Player of the Month or something off of Laremy Tunsil when we had him. So, look, Josh Hines Allen is very capable of you know, having a monster game and just wreaking havoc, right? And so I agree with you. It's Ursary, it's Kaley, it's whatever tight ends are in the game. It's the running backs. I mean, they got to figure out a way to slow him down, because I do believe that's the one X factor in this game that can heavily tilt it in the favor of Jacksonville. That's the one guy that you've got to make sure doesn't, because you're the strip sacks are for real. The struggles that we have in overcoming any kind of sack or any kind of penalty that gets you behind the chains.
Everything you just talked about happened in the first one.
Yeah.
The interception in the game was him getting his hand on the ball, and it flew up in the air, and they picked it off.
That's right.
A couple of times he turned first and 10 to second and 18 or something. And
That's the key, man. That's the matchup right there. That's the one guy that can turn this game sideways in a hurry.
Yeah. All right. There is something that Clint says D'Amico seems to be shifting in. There's something that the head coach seems to be shifting in. We'll discuss that and some big injury news that's just hit the wire in this game between the Texans and the Jags.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in.
the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to that.
Duval.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, The Drive is live. Football Friday out here, and we're outdoors, and it is a beautiful day out here. And we are live here in Sugarland at Talyard's. And make your way on out here. If you want to put it in your GPS, go ahead and Talyard's.
Put it in Navi and let's ride.
Yeah, brewery company.
Brought me right here, Ron.
Did it. And if you're needing a landmark, Space Cowboy Stadium right next to it.
Yep.
If you know the name of it, you know the name of it. But Space Cowboy Stadium right next to it. That's where Talyard's is. Ridiculous.
Talyard brings you right here to the parking lot. Come on in. We got plenty of room. I mean, you can sit in that sun and just feel that heat, or you can get over here in the shade and bring the kids. They got a big time playground over here. So,
yeah, it's a beautiful day out here to make your way out here on a football Friday, and you can win plenty of prizes here as well. If you have not done so, put your grab a ticket, put it in our ticket box. You got a chance to win gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, free oil change, Tomball Ford, autographed football from our very own Seth Payne and one of the original Texans. And also coming up later, courtesy of our good friends at the Houston Ford Dealers, a future pair of tickets to Texans game a little bit later on in the season. You got a chance to win those. All you got to do is put your name or your ticket in our raffle box. Our guy Shay right there has got it for you, and you can have a chance to win throughout. We'll start hooking folks up here in the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned and hang out with us. All right, Clint, some news on the injury front. We talked about it with the Texans, where it looks like they're going to be down 5 starters. If you missed that earlier, the Texans look to be without C.J. Stroud, Titus Howard, Jalen Petrie, Kaimi Fairbairn, and Ed Ingram. It looks like those 5 will be out. But, Clint, some news coming from Jacksonville. It was great last year as a rookie, but this year it's kind of been up and down. But still, their most talented wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr., had not practiced all week. They have ruled him out for the Jags in this game. And if you remember him, he made the big play across the middle that set them up for the game. Game-winning touchdown. So he is out of this game. And he hadn't been playing up to the level that he was expected, but I know they went out and got Jacoby Myers, but this still obviously potentially changes some things on how Texans will approach this game, having him out of it.
Look, Brian Thomas Jr. hadn't been bad enough or dropped enough balls this year for people to just completely disrespect him, right? I mean, this is still a guy that can get behind a defense in a hurry. It's still a guy that can beat man-to-man defense. And if he's healthy, they're going to target him. And when they target him this season, he has had some drop problems, which you can say all of Jacksonville's targets have had some drop problems. I believe – I don't remember the number, but I believe they lead the league in drops. And I think it's by a big number, by a big margin.
We watched him really drop the football a lot in the game.
Which isn't just a Brian Thomas Jr. problem, but Brian Thomas Jr. is the one that went for 1,300 yards last year. So he's the one that when that drops issue comes to light, they typically focus on Brian Thomas Jr. So, look, I'm not the drops and the tough year and all that, I'm not fooled by that. I mean, for me, him not being in this game is big. Because he is a guy that would surprise absolutely. If he went out there and had 150 yards receiving against the Texans on Sunday, it wouldn't surprise
me. Again, he had the big play in the game where it was a big, 30, 40-yard play that got him down and set him up. And he had dropped balls in that game.
Yeah, there's no question. So, I mean, he is a guy that is a real problem. And if you mess around and sleep on him just because he's dropped a few balls, you know, this year, I think shame on you. So at the end of the day, this receiving group is banged up, and now I think it's fair to say they're down their most talented pass catcher.
Yep, and that is a big help for the Texans as they look to win this game. So no Brian Thomas Jr. for the Jags coming into this game. All right, Clint, one thing, and I know you wanted to get into a bit, and we heard it from Nick Caley yesterday. And you would think that's coming from the top. It feels like it, maybe it's taken a while. We're sitting here in their ninth game, but it seems like they've gotten to a space, Clint, where they're at least their thought process is shifting, in particularly how they are approaching offense.
Well, I don't know if it's because they've been pressed so hard on it or if they've seen enough of a sample size now to kind of change their song and dance and change their tune. I know I heard it. We highlighted the audio yesterday from Nick Caley. I think when he was pressed on it, he strongly mentioned, hey, man, I got to be better. We got to find different ways to score. I'm paraphrasing, but he without a doubt said it, and I got to believe until we watch otherwise, I think he believes it, right? And hopefully we'll see some adjustment. And I don't remember the exact verbiage, but some of what D'Amico said earlier in the week leads me to believe that he may be kind of changing his song and dance too. None of them are ever going to step out and really just completely shift gears, but D'Amico made the comment, again, I'm paraphrasing, but he made the comment of hey, we've got to flat out be better. We got to do things different. We got to find new ways to move the football, sustain drives, and score points. And so hopefully that all comes to a head on Sunday and we see a little different approach down there, particularly in the red zone.
Yeah, no, I it just has to. And when you hear Nick Caley finally go and speak about it, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to Nick Caley.
Well, I don't know why you would.
But I also, Clint, I also believe that something so strong as that, I don't think he's just going to speak out of turn without that being something that goes right along and in line with D'Amico.
Well, you know, as I've said before, I think these are smart football guys. And I do think there's a level of commitment that far exceeds what us as fans would like to have to a scheme or to a coach or to a play caller. And so I understand why they say and do what they do early in the season, but we're at a point now where even they have to change gears a bit, and it's good to hear them at least talking about it. Now we'll see if they do it. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a good start to hear them talking about it. I think it's a good start to hear D'Amico Ryans kind of soften his stance a little bit on technique and mechanics and executing what you're coached to do and do your job, like softening up a bit on that and saying, hey, you know, it's about all of us, man. We got to find different ways to get this ultimate goal accomplished on Sunday afternoon.
So, but when they say that, Clint, what does that mean the adjustment will be? Like when they say, all right, man, we got to go about doing things differently, and we know what they have been saying.
As you just
did a beautiful impression on just the overall, this is what the Texans' voice sounds like when they talk about execution and stuff. What is it? Yeah, we're good, D'Amico. Are you? What would be the opposite of you that you will watch Sunday and say, all right, they are going through what they were talking
about? Well, I mean, look, where do you want me to start, right? I mean, I think there's some obvious problems from the last game, that have come to light in a big way. The 0-for-10 from the 2 or from inside the 5-yard line is clear and obvious evidence that you're just not who you thought you were. So adjusting from there, I mentioned it yesterday. I think you can still run the football. You can still want to be the most fit and shoot to be the most physical team on the field. But you got to get away from the cut splits. You got to get away from just being wholeheartedly committed to the jumbo packages in obvious short yardage situations, whether it's goal line or third or fourth down. You got to get away from that. There's got to be a different plan of attack, man. And it starts there. I think then you flip to, you know, the usage of Noel. If you want to talk about from a personnel perspective, like the usage of Noel, like there's no reason on God's green earth right now. I don't care what your identity is offensively, or I don't care if you don't know your identity, which it seems to be the case here. There's no reason why Jalen Noel shouldn't be on the field and getting touches at this point in time. There's no reason at whatsoever. John Lopez should be complaining on Monday about how many screens this team throws. I'm not talking about running back screens. I'm talking about wide receiver screens. You got Jalen Noel. You got Nico Collins. You got to get those guys touches, right? We got banged up offensive line. We don't know what that's going to look like, right? We got to get this thing. We got to spit this football out quick. It's obviously quick game. It's obviously your mid-range game, but a heavy dose of the screen game would make sense in this game. Make Jacksonville defend sideline to sideline. Instead of taking the approach, I'm going to make them defend from line of scrimmage to goal line, make them defend sideline to sideline. Get your playmakers touches and see if you can't get an early lead in this game, and it changes the entire dynamic of the game for your defense. So, where do you want to start? I mean, there's several fronts. How about we didn't mention Woody Marks? I feel like I'm 4 on the list, and I ain't mentioned Woody Marks yet. So offensively, yeah, there's several things that could happen that could yeah. indicate maybe a little change in approach offensively.
And some of that is that kind of goes to the, all right, we got to get opposite of, all right, man, we're going to physically move people. That's how we're going to approach things. And we're going to have to, you know, I don't want to say trick you, but we're going to have to do some other things that plays more to our strengths and against our weaknesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Well, it's the wholehearted, all-out committed to anybody watching knows, well, they ain't heavy. They're coming at you. You know, you got to get away from that, man. You're just not good enough to do it. And, again, like I said before, you can still be physical. You can still run the football. You can still do all those things. I would just suggest that you take a little different approach.
All right. All right, to the man of the hour. And 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I would love to hear you get into this. The man of the hour is Davis Mills. With all the stuff going on around here, the quarterback position is the most important position in team sports and the most difficult position to find greatness at. Obviously, that is not Davis, but they need him to really help them win this game. What should be the real expectations for Davis Mills with this offense going up against that defense in Jacksonville? We'll discuss that coming up next.